The opinions expressed in Rank and Random Stuff are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Ranking Random
Stuff.
Welcome back to Ranking Random Stuff, our second episode. My name is Jacob.
And I'm David.
We got a great one for you today. The theme is celebrities.
And we're only going to be doing one tier list for this episode because it's a pretty big tier list. And this week's tier list is celebrities based on how likely they are actually lizards. So in S tier, that means we are 100% certain that this is a lizard. And then D tier is they're definitely not a lizard. And then all the other celebrities in between. So let's get started. All right, so getting right into our tier list, kicking it off strong, we have Adele. What do we think of Adele, Jacob?
No disrespect, but I feel like she'd be pretty lizardy.
Yeah, she kind of gives lizard. I'm going to say A tier. I'm not like 100% convinced she's a lizard, but like she's more likely a lizard than not, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Next up, Ariana Grande.
I don't know. It's getting personal in here because I can't help but be biased. I'm not the hugest Ariana Grande fan, and I feel like she's definitely way more lizardy than Adele. Okay. That's me. But.
So maybe we move Adele down to B and Ariana Grande up to A. I feel like as we start to rank more, we're going to understand like the criteria for what we're doing.
I think so.
Okay, cool. Next up, we got Billie Eilish. She doesn't really give lizard to me that much.
Yeah.
I think she's just kind of normal.
Yeah, true. She's pretty relatable. I don't know, man. I think everybody feels like a lizard.
I know. All the celebrities kind of have some reptilian qualities to them. I'm going to say C, though. I don't know. Like, I feel like that we got some heavy hitter lizards on this list, so.
We do.
We should, like, rank accordingly.
Let's restrain ourselves.
Yeah, Cardi B. I really don't think Cardi B is a lizard at all.
You don't think so?
Nah, I think she's normal. Mm. She grew up in the Bronx, you know? Like, I feel like she's a regular.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
If anything, she's like a... like a crocodile or something, like a New York sewer dweller.
Let's say C. C? Okay. Are you going to C?
Yeah.
Cool. Chris Hemsworth?
He's a nice guy. I don't think there's anything too, like, red flaggy. He's Australian.
Yeah.
But is that where all the lizards are from, you know?
Oh, true. Okay, so what letter do you want to give him? I don't really have an opinion on this guy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm a bit biased because, like, I think he's cool. I think, like, yeah, below Billy.
Yeah, let's say C tier. I'm not going to say definitely not a lizard. Could be a lizard.
Yeah.
But.
For sure.
Probably leaning towards no. Daniel Radcliffe. He's kind of reptilian. I don't know.
Yeah, the way he looks, man.
Yeah.
But he's also, he's a sweetie.
Yeah, like he could be a nice lizard, you know?
Yeah.
Let's say B, like behind Adele.
Yeah, yeah. I'll agree.
Ed Sheeran?
He's also kind of lizardy.
Yeah, he is actually. Actually, I think he's kind of like A tier. Like, he's leaning towards, I'm like suspicious that he's a reptile.
Again, like, no disrespect.
He's a very nice guy. But yeah.
There's something about the eyes on him.
Yeah, they're a little bit like.
Like far apart.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Harry Styles?
I kind of get lizard as well.
Yeah, but I'm not like sure that he's a lizard, you know, because he's kind of like whimsical in nature. Like, I feel like lizards are more cold, like they're kind of like those like kind of cold people.
Yeah,
and he seems a little bit too like whimsical and silly.
I feel like anybody with a British accent gives off like this like elitist like lizardy
that
feel.
Is true.
You know,
like,
what I mean,
upper echelon, and he is like a nepo baby. So
yeah, that's I don't know though. Like that's why. Adele is a bit, like, of a less posh.
Yeah, that's true. And you have to think about it, like, reptiles are, like, from families of power.
Yeah.
So it's, like, if they're a nepo
baby,
the
this.
Chance they're a lizard is higher, right?
Yeah.
So, Harry Styles, thoughts?
I think at least B.
Okay.
And I think he's more likely than Daniel Radcliffe, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's say B above Daniel Radcliffe, though. Next up, we got Justin Bieber.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's a lizard. He's just a kid from Stratford.
You know? Yeah,
Stratford,
true.
Ontario.
True. Birthplace is key.
Yeah. He's not a nepo baby.
He definitely fell into that lizard life a little bit, though.
I think he's surrounded by lizards, but I don't think he is one.
Yeah.
But maybe they've, like, converted him at this point.
Yeah.
So we'll say, like, I'll say C tier, because, like, I don't think he was born a lizard, but at this point in his life may have become one, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
In front of Billie Eilish. We'll say, like, C in front of Billie Eilish. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Man. I don't know. I have no feelings about that.
I think he's aged too poorly to be a lizard. Mm, like, lizards kind of, like, they kind of, like, age really well.
Yeah, there's something on that.
Yeah. I think he has lizard-like personality, but I actually don't think he's a lizard.
He's probably just being surrounded by them again.
Yeah,
right?
we'll put him in the C tier as well. Like, could maybe be, but probably not.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X. I don't think he's a lizard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think, yeah, he's a pretty, like, he's a standout.
I think he's really, like, unique, but I actually think the lizards fear him because of how different he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. And he shows up wearing, like, like, croc skin or,
yeah,
like, stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? He's taking, like, a power stance against the lizards.
Yeah.
And they, like, he, like pulls up to the red carpet and they're all, like, hissing at him in the shadows because he's wearing their kin.
So true.
I think he's a D, actually. I think he's definitely
our first
not
D.
Lizard. Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Okay, again, I'm biased and, like, I don't think... I hate to put him as a lizard.
I think he was not born as a lizard, but I definitely think, like, they, like, took him and turned
and
him
they,
into
they
a lizard. Almost,
him.
Like, against his own will.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was converted into
it's
a lizard.
So tragic. So what does that make him?
Well, this, like, picture of Michael Jackson is later on in his life, so I think at this point he was a lizard, but he was not a lizard before.
Right.
So,
like,
we'll put
white
him at a B
Michael
because he was, like,
at a B.
He lived half his life non-reptilian and then, like, the later half of his life as a reptilian, so.
Sweet.
Tragic. Rihanna.
Oh, man. I don't want to make anybody mad because there's people in here that have such strong fan bases, you know? But I
think she's a lizard.
I think she's a lizard, too.
She's
man.
Also, like, not what? Aged at all in 20 years.
Yeah, something about her.
Yeah.
Like, are we thinking A?
I think A, yeah. I think behind Ed Sheeran and Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No offense. I also think the level of celebrity you are plays a huge role as well.
That, and also, like, not every lizard is evil. Like, I think there are good lizards. You're still a lizard, but, like, maybe you're a good lizard. And later on, we're going to have some people on the list that I definitely think are evil lizards. But I think Rihanna would be one of the good lizards. Kind
yeah,
of,
an ally.
Or, like,
for sure.
Or, like, morally ambiguous lizard. Next up, we got Robert Pattinson.
Oh, if anything, a nice lizard.
B tier?
Maybe. Yeah, I'd say let's go B for now.
Let's go B, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Ryan Gosling, Canadian king.
Right, right.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I think if you're Canadian, you're less likely to be a lizard. I don't know.
I agree. I'm a fan. I personally, I would say D or low C.
Yeah, let's say low C. There's a chance, maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, Disney star from a young age. I think that increases your likelihood of lizardness.
Very true.
Because they probably did, like, a ritual, like, on Wizards of Waverly Place that transmuted her.
Yeah.
So I think probably, like, high B.
Yeah, I would agree.
High B. Shawn Mendes.
Oh, he's Canadian also, okay? But there's something that differentiates him from Justin Bieber and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I feel like he's more lizardy.
I agree. I would say high B. Like, maybe not, but, like, is closer, like, leaning more towards lizard than not.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes me think he's not a lizard is I have a friend who lives in the same building as him.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Toronto. And apparently he's pretty chill.
Oh, word.
And he, like, smiles and stuff, but, like, that's what a lizard would want.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
They got to be nice a lot.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell. This guy is 100% a lizard.
You think
man.
So? Yeah.
Yeah. The like.
Actually, you know, he is like the pinnacle
I
of that British.
I think he's like definitely a lizard. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I think he's like leaning towards evil lizard too.
Yeah, dude. I have mixed feelings about Simon Cowell. Like sometimes he's such an ass. I can't say that.
It's just so. It's fine. I just think it's something about his vibe.
Yeah.
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 Taylor Swift, I think she is definitely a lizard, bro.
Yeah.
Like, also, just, like, Nepo Baby has, like, comes from, like, a multi-generational, like, family of, like, kind of, like, people who have been successful or rich or in powerful positions. I think S. Like, I think she is definitely a lizard.
Yeah, I agree. I think she's maybe not necessarily the meanest lizard.
Yeah, I think she could be a kind lizard.
Yeah.
But I also think she is a lizard who cares mostly about herself and her circle.
That's, couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. But not, like, necessarily, doesn't go out of her way to be malicious.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like a middle ground, you know?
Like, she was born into that and she's not sorry.
Yeah, 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 exactly. That's the perfect way to say it. Timothy Chalamet.
He's got that, like,
he has the reptilian face, like the pointiness.
Yeah.
But part of his vibe makes me think not, but I think, like, he could be fooling us, you know?
He's
a good actor.
Yeah, he is a good actor. He's a goofy guy.
Yeah.
I think,
like, he used to review Xbox remotes on YouTube. Like,
really?
That makes me think he's not a lizard.
Yeah, that's too human.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
could be.
He
I'm
could
gonna
be
say high B.
Yeah.
High B, you good with that?
Yeah, I'm great with that.
Okay, cool. Tom Holland. I don't think this guy's a lizard.
Yeah.
He just doesn't give me lizard. He's too wholesome.
He is.
Yeah.
Very relatable guy.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got Victoria Justice. Same thing.
Ooh.
Disney. No, Nickelodeon child actor.
Yeah. I don't know. Something about her. I don't like her attitude very much. I feel like she's.
And you know what? She was on that show with Ariana Grande, who we think is a lizard too. So there could be some, like, lizard energy going on there. So
they're in cahoots.
Yeah. Zac Efron. Thoughts?
I am a fan, and I don't think he gives off lizard personality traits.
Yeah.
I think he's a very nice guy. But at the same time, it's like,
I don't think so.
Anybody
I agree.
Could
I agree.
Lizard.
I would say C tier.
Yeah.
C tier.
Yeah, that works.
Next up, we got Zayn Malik.
I have no personal opinion.
Yeah.
He's,
I don't think
his face and, like, the way that he, like, squints his eyes and looks.
Maybe
he's like,
oh. I don't really think so.
So wait, where do we put Harry Styles?
We put Harry Styles B. Yeah, B. I think he's below Harry Styles. Like, I think he's less likely a lizard than Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why One Direction split up, because, like, half of them were reptilian, half of them weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And
they just couldn't make
anymore.
It work.
Yeah.
It's sad that, I don't know, why can't we just coexist as species, you know?
All right, Zendaya.
Zendaya, probably too wholesome as well, like,
beside
Tom Holland, maybe.
Yeah, I actually think she could be D. Like, I think she could definitely not be a lizard.
Yeah.
But also, she's
but
so...
she,
like,
could be.
She could be. We'll say C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, and now that you think about it, anybody could be. Like, I could be.
Yeah, no, but we're not.
Be.
We're not lizards. Like,
Right, yeah.
I feel like your likelihood of being a lizard skyrockets once you're a celebrity, because it's like you're in a position of power, you know?
Yeah, very true.
Oprah is 100%
oh my God.
A lizard. Like, I'm gonna say, like, might be the queen lizard, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. No doubt.
And
we don't have to explain ourselves, it just makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Julia Roberts also is a lizard.
Big lizard.
Yeah. For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
For sure. Anne Hathaway. Like, she's barely aged, which makes me think that she's a lizard, but she also seems really nice.
Yeah. Is that what she wants you to think,
right? I know.
Right?
Like, probably is a lizard, but, like, a lizard I could kick it with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd kick it with her.
Yeah. For sure.
So I'd say A tier, but, like, a chill A, you know?
Yeah.
Megan Fox?
I think big lizard, dude.
Yeah. I'm gonna say high A, not quite S, but, like...
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely. Michael Cera...
He's too chill.
And he's Canadian. I think he's definitely not a lizard.
Yeah.
But, like, the lizards, like, mess with him because he can just kick it with any lizard, no problem, you know? Because
he's just
chill like that, so. RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
Tough. I might be biased. I don't know.
I think...
Because I'm a fan.
I think B, like, equally could not be or could be.
Yeah.
I could see it going both ways. We'll put him at a low B.
Mm-hmm. He's been in the industry for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But he also was, like, off the rails before he was in the industry, which makes me think he was not a lizard because, like, you know, lizards are, like, in positions of power, like, close to their whole lives, you know? So.
Yeah, true.
Seth Rogen.
I mean, same thing as Michael Cera, right? But
yeah, I think definitely not a lizard, but, like, chill enough that the lizards are like, you know what? We rock with you.
Yeah. He's almost on, like, a... Oh, you know what he is? He's on, like, a praying mantis vibe, just like Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
I think he smokes too much weed to be a lizard, too.
Yeah,
like,
true.
I feel like the lizards wouldn't like that for their metabolism. You
know? Yeah.
Jonah Hill. I don't think he's a lizard either. He doesn't give me lizard.
No. Some of these people just seem too nice. You know?
Yeah, seem too chill.
And funny.
D tier, not a lizard.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. Okay, I know you're kind of biased on this one. You think, like, he's not a lizard.
Yeah,
I think
man.
He could be.
Dude, like, why? What makes you think that?
He does look a little bit reptilian, no?
Yeah. Like, I, like, can maybe see what you're saying, I think. And I know I am biased. But I feel like he falls into the same, like, way of thinking as the Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Chill.
I'm fine with a low C.
Let's say, like, low C.
But
low C.
He'll be the nicest lizard you've ever met.
Yeah. Like, maybe, like, I'm not going to say definitely not a lizard, but, like, could be a lizard,
like,
you know?
This is a lizard we're talking about, though, who's, like, on the streets, just, like, walking around wearing, like, the baggiest shorts,
yeah,
like, hooping
know.
With random people, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
Like,
that is
no,
true.
No hint of...
Yeah, he's a chizzard.
Yeah, he's a chizzard. A chill lizard.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm cool with that. Angelina Jolie. Reptile.
Very reptilian.
Reptile.
Yeah.
Like...
Same, like...
S-tier?
Face is, like, Julia Roberts in,
that's
like, the,
what I
in
mean.
The reptile way.
Yeah, yeah. S tier,
yeah.
Definitely a lizard. Kim Kardashian, lizard for sure.
Big time.
Yeah.
Do you think S?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
I think S.
Yeah.
Pharrell Williams. Like, here's the thing. I think he is definitely a lizard. Like, he has not aged at all in like 30 years.
Yeah. He's got that bone structure for the lizard. Too.
But I think he's a very nice lizard, and he's a lizard who genuinely cares about art, like, more than anything, more than like money and power. I think he cares about like art and creativity.
Yeah.
So like
lizard.
Like S tier in terms of definitely is a lizard, but like with the caveat that like he's a cool one, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Will Smith. I don't think he's a lizard, man. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think like he's either like so lizard or he's like so not lizard that it's like not even cool, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know, like he's actively like, fighting. Maybe no, but I think he's not a lizard because the fact he went and slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, like that's not something a lizard would do, like disrupt the
lizard,
status quo,
yeah,
like that.
True.
So I think definitely not a lizard because he's so willing to disrupt the status quo of things.
Yeah. But do you think he like, if he's not a lizard, then do you think he's like envious? Like, you think he like wants to be a lizard really badly?
Oh, maybe.
Or like,
yeah, because I think definitely not a lizard, but with the caveat that there's some sort of dynamic there that we,
yeah,
don't know
there's
about.
Ulterior motives or
yeah,
like some,
there's something there. Like, yeah. He has a connect. If he's definitely not a lizard, he has a strong connection to them that's either like good or bad, you know?
Yeah,
but like, there's a connection there for sure.
Oh, okay. So if he is not a lizard, maybe we. What about Jada? What do you think about Jada?
Oh, maybe she is a lizard.
Yeah, and that's what's going on, dude.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have Jada on this list, but, like, we could put him at D and then Jada at S.
I
like,
think Jada
S, yeah.
For sure.
So that's why, like, he's really closely connected to them, but still not one of them. And,
yeah.
Interesting.
And that, yeah.
All right, anyways. Next up we got Johnny Depp.
I think, okay, he literally played Rango, right?
Yeah.
You know Rango?
Oh, yeah, they were telling us something there.
He did a good job with that.
He did a really good job.
Like, it was almost too easy for him.
High
but,
A.
Yeah.
High A.
I think he's a cool guy as well.
Yeah.
He's a chill lizard.
Yeah, chill lizard, a chizzard.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. I don't think so. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's, like, known for being, like, one of the nicest guys. He's, like, America's dad or whatever,
yeah.
Right?
But
it's
like,
a front,
again,
dude.
Like, that's what a lizard
it's
would want.
It's kind of suspicious,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say, like, low A.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like, probably.
Even, like, you could put him lower, maybe.
Like, B? High B?
High B.
High B. Yeah, let's say high B. In front of Timothy... behind Timothy Chalamet, I'd say.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Tom Cruise. I think he's a lizard.
Pretty lizard-y.
Yeah. And he also is, like, not aged. And, like... can do all of his own stunts at 50 years old and like only someone with like a reptile exoskeleton can do
yeah.
stuff like that. Like, he was like
so
45
true.
Hanging out of an airplane. Like, I can't do that at 25. Like, you are a lizard if you do that.
Yeah, the agility on this guy.
Yeah, yeah, S tier, definitely a lizard.
Yeah.
Beyonce. We have Beyonce and then right after that, Jay-Z.
Bro, I think lizard.
I think Jay-Z turned her into a lizard. Like,
you think
I
so?
Don't think she was a lizard, but
yeah.
I think like Jay-Z like became a billionaire by, like, becoming a lizard and then, like, brought Beyonce into lizarddom with him.
Hmm.
So I think they're both lizards. But I think they were like he was a lizard first and then he turned her into one.
Fair. I can get behind that.
So like both steer like lizards, yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Hope the FBI doesn't come for us. Sydney Sweeney.
What do you think about Sydney Sweeney? Is she like or is she Nepo or like?
I actually don't know too much about her background, like if she's a Nepo baby or not. I think like she could be, she could not be. It's kind of too early in her career to know for sure. We'll have to see like in like 5-10 years. So let's just put her at like a B, like a middle ground, you know.
She seems sweet though.
Yeah,
I think could
be or could not be. Jenna Ortega. I don't think she's a lizard.
Yeah, I have no feelings.
I think actually definitely not a lizard. Like I think she's definitely not a lizard.
Yeah. She seems cool.
Yeah. Chill. Olivia Rodrigo.
At the same time, I feel like it's hard to put people our age, like around our age, as lizards, you know,
because we
like,
how they
came
aged
up together, and because of that as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like C, like probably not, but like we don't know for sure yet.
Yeah.
Like there's a chance that she becomes a lizard.
Yeah.
All right, now we got Meryl Streep.
Dude, this is the real queen.
I think her and Oprah like compete for power in Hollywood.
Yeah.
To see, like, who's more of a lizard and who's not.
Yeah, so true.
Like I think there's like actually like a struggle of power over like the lizards in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Between these two, so definitely S above
the
Oprah
two.
Or behind Oprah.
Tough call. I'm almost thinking above.
Yeah, I think there's a struggle for power between the two.
Yeah,
sure,
there's like
though.
Two lizard factions,
and like you almost never see them in the same room because like I think they just they're at war.
Yeah.
And then we have Glenn Powell. This guy's kind of a new celebrity, but I put him in here because if you look at this guy's face, he is 100% a lizard. Like, I don't know how anyone could be more lizard-like. So I think S tier. Thoughts?
I completely agree. Take one look at this guy's face and tell me he's not a lizard.
All right, so that's our tier list. We're not going to go through it all, but let's just go through the S tier and the D tier. So who we think is definitely a lizard, and then D tier, who we think is definitely not a lizard. So Meryl Streep, 100% a lizard.
Easiest decision.
Yeah, Oprah, 100% a lizard.
Easy.
Simon Cowell, he just gives lizard. Like, whether what his like energy as a lizard is debatable, but definitely a lizard. Taylor Swift, lizard, just for like how much power she has and influence. Like, she definitely comes from a long line of lizards. Julia Roberts, lizard. Angelina Jolie, lizard. Kim Kardashian.
Lizard.
Pharrell.
Lizard.
But a cool one.
Yeah, a chizzard.
Yeah, just kind of kills me. Tom Cruise. Lizard.
Lizard for sure.
Jay-Z, Beyonce. Again, like, I shared my thoughts on this. I think, like, he turned her into one, but they're definitely both lizards now.
Yeah. I feel like they're like, the least S-tier.
They're definitely at the bottom of the S tier. I also think the moment you become a billionaire, because they're
automatic.
Both like billionaires, like you have to be a lizard by the time you're a billionaire. Like they're not gonna let you amass that much wealth unless you're one of them, you know.
Yeah, so true.
And then D tier, definitely not a lizard. We have Lil Nas X because he wears like reptile clothing. So, like, they hiss at him. Michael Cera, not a lizard.
No.
Just too chill. Seth
too
Rogen,
nice.
Not a lizard. Jonah Hill, not a lizard. Will Smith, not a lizard, but Jada Smith is, so he's, like, constantly, like...
He's affiliated.
But he loves, like, his true love is a lizard, so that's why there's, like, so much conflict within him, because he's one of the people, but he's, like...
Right, and that's why she doesn't love him back the same.
Oh,
he's not a lizard.
He's not a lizard.
But he just wants to be that for her.
And then his kids are half lizards, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, Will, what's his name? Well, no, Jaden and Willow both give, like, half lizard, you
they
know?
They do, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got Jenna Ortega. I just think she's not a lizard.
Fair
enough. She could be, but like at this point, I don't think she is. She doesn't give me any thoughts.
Yeah, true.
Of being one.
There's, and again, no disrespect. There's so many people on this list who like seem very nice, and I'd love
to
show
them. Just because you're a lizard doesn't mean you're bad, you know?
Yeah.
And again, like if you're C tier, you might not be a lizard. Even if you're B tier, you could not be. But it's just like we're not sure, you know?
Yeah, we got
A tier is like we're pretty sure you are a lizard. And then S and D is definitely 100%. D tier is definitely not. So. Yeah.
There you have it, folks. That is our episode of Ranking Random Stuff. Make sure to join us next week for our next theme, which is sports. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Out.